UFO sightings on the rise. It has been talked about a lot this year, that is the rise in UFO sightings, and many reasons have been given for it, but it is beginning to seem the reason has to be we are seeing craft from another world, and the reason for so many of them coming here is still unknown. Some believe, and they could be correct, the reason is they want us to know they are here and are trying to force the governments of the world to admit it. There is no way to know if this is correct, but it does seem that way, doesn't it? A video has emerged which is said to be showing an astronaut outside the space station doing a repair when he sees something between him and the Earth. You hear a voice asking what it is and saying he has never seen anything like that before. The object's shape is hard to tell with the clouds from the Earth behind it, but it seems to be white. The astronaut asks if a part fell off the space station, then says he didn't think so because it was too big. In one view it is reminiscent of a Cylon ship used in the Battlestar Galactica TV series. The only question I have is if the footage was altered. I would feel better if I saw this footage on an official NASA site. The former director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe knows something strange is going on in our skies, and while I am sure he is not allowed to tell us everything he knows, he is giving us hints. He said, something to the effect that government officials have recorded more unidentified flying objects that are difficult to explain. This is government speak for something important is happening in our skies and it is serious. Some people are tying this into the recent government report which was ordered by Congress to be created and released within 6 months from the date it was ordered. It is a report on UFOs and what is going on. Some of us are skeptical on what is going to come out, but others think the government will release relevant information which may surprise us and indicate UFOs are either unknown or of alien origin. Ratcliffe said there were a lot more sightings of UFOs than have been released, and he said this on television. He went on to say these craft have been picked up by our military and they engage in actions which are difficult to explain. Some believe what he may be talking about is the fact they perform maneuvers which would kill a human pilot, break into many other craft and morph into different shapes. We don't even understand how they can fly. What is going on near the sun? It seems UFOs are being drawn to our sun for unknown reasons and are capable of either getting very close without any damage or even of being able to fly through the sun and come out the other side. This incredible technology is far beyond anything we can do and even anything we might be able to do for at least hundreds of years in the future. When we create a metal alloy, which our satellites and spacecraft are made from, that alloy is forged in fire, so there is a point it will melt. The UFOs don't seem to have that problem, so they must have a material covering their ships which is impervious to heat or some sort of plasma which is. Maybe they are using some sort of wave technology which could come from sound? Anyway, it is fun to try and speculate. But we really know nothing about this. Recently a black triangle was seen near the sun. Black triangles have been reported for decades. They have been seen by witnesses in many different locations and some have suspected they belong to us. I think if one was seen near the sun that one could not have been ours, because it would be far beyond our technology. A video was sent to MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, which shows a faint outline of a UFO in a very dark sky in Puerto Rico. The sighting was said to have been witnessed by many people, including the family of the photographer and some of his friends among others. Tied in with this strange sighting is the fact the dogs in the area all began to bark as the object was in the sky. Why were the dogs barking, and was it because of the object or something else? A man and his family in British Columbia, Canada were at Shuswap Lake when they saw something strange in the sky. It was hovering above the nearby mountains. The object was sporting bright colors and seemed to be entirely lit up. The object had spinning red and green lights. It seemed to be vibrating. The family had a telescope with them, and since it was nighttime, they had a good view of the object, which remained visible for over an hour. The father called some of his friends to tell them to look in the sky, and they came out of their homes and were able to see it. It turned out in 2020 a similar looking object had been seen. A helicopter pilot in Bangkok got the fright of his life when a UFO went streaking past his machine. This was seen by several witnesses. A video captured the event. A similar-looking UFO had been captured on video a couple of days before in Mexico. It seemed to be monitoring the takeoff of a commercial plane. A while back, an American Airlines pilot reported seeing a UFO. The UFO had a cylindrical shape. He said it was traveling very fast and was screeching. The sighting took place over Pennsylvania. A very similar event was reported to MUFON on the Mutual UFO Network last year. Usually, people report during UFO sightings the craft is silent. I have said many times it seems like many different races are coming here and they are all using their own machines, which could be very different from each other. It could be some new races have decided to observe us. Just look at our space missions. First it was the Soviet Union and the United States sending out probes and such, but as time went by many more nations on Earth joined them, and now there are far more nations getting into space.